In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, I would say look around you, but you know, there are signs all around, signs of a joy possessed by perhaps many this time of year, that others hope for, that many have given up on. Christmas. The word itself comes to us impregnated with sense, full of meaning, something inherited from our earliest memories. This time of year is inseparably bound up with the memory of the innocence and the sweetness of childhood, the love and warmth that can only be shared by members of the same family when they are together at home and hearth. And the image of the moon's light cast over snow-capped hills. The sound isn't there, but we can almost hear it anyway, the jolly antiphon of St. Nicholas filling the valleys and the hills as if to bid us on to that gleeful sense of self-forgetfulness known only to children and to old men. The evergreen wreaths wrapped in bands of bright red, glittering balls and fat little Santas hanging from trees assure us that there really is all the reason in the world to rejoice. No reason, no suspicion, no hint of a lurking melancholy. Yet had we been observers at the event which we recall this day more than 2,000 years ago, the circumstances around us today might seem rather curious. Fact of the matter is, everything went wrong at the first Christmas. For the individuals concerned, there was no piling into the family station wagon for the trip. There was no settling into the comfortable seat as the plane took off. There were no movies on the way, no games of 20 questions, no sing-along. There was no stopping for ice cream. There was no decorating, no hot chocolate. Three individuals, one of them still in the womb of his pregnant mother, had to leave their home and all their possessions abruptly in the middle of the night without warning. Angel or no angel, that is tough. This was a taxing and tedious fare. I don't know if I can think of a more impractical plan than that. But that was God's plan. They walked on foot in mortal danger from the elements, the threat of sickness, robbers, and when they reached their destination, the pregnant mother and her husband faced this cold-hearted disclaimer. No room at the inn. Out into the cold with you. Make do. In that blessed hour of midnight, when our Savior was born to us, his tiny body was greeted not with the warmth of a proper room, but the bitter cold. His little nostrils were permeated with the offensive odor of animals' breath. And not long thereafter, his liberty of movement was taken from him when his body was wrapped tightly with swaddling cloths. He not only ended his life in suffering, he began it that way. What about the shepherds who were there present? Who were these men? Men separated from their families, if they had families. Alone and exposed most of the time. Fending off their flocks from wolves. They were rough men, men capable of carving out a hard scrabble and lonely existence over an extended length of years, men who had to survive on scarce rations and who were assured that they would live and die in total obscurity, forgotten by the world. Nevertheless, we know that this night was the most blessed night of their lives, a night which we recall every year In the divine light emanating from the lap of our Blessed Mother, where our Savior was laid down. This light, the light of Christ, shining through the darkness, and the love of those looking on, their pains and their heartaches forgotten at the privilege of being present for the birth of this one very special boy. And what did they have? What did they see that we have such trouble seeing? What was obvious to them that for so many of us is too easily forgotten this time of year? Generations upon generations before, the prophet Isaiah had summed it all up in one word: Emmanuel. God is with us. Despite everything that may be going wrong in our lives, in the world, in the church, at this moment, God is still with us. His invisible hand is still underneath us, preventing us from falling down into the abyss, still leading us, making sure that our steps continue to take the path that he has chosen for us. Still all around us, shielding us from the blows. Even if he lets us feel to some degree the reverberations of the strikes of our enemies. What is it about this day? Saint Gregory of Nyssa tells us that on December 25th, darkness decreases and light increases. Night is driven back again. It's not by accident, nor by any human will, someone's decision, that this natural change begins on the day when Christ, the light of the world, came down from heaven to us. Christ came to us in the fullness of time, a time when the world was engulfed in sins, the sins of men, a time bearing resemblance to our own. But on the 25th day of this month, when natural darkness begins to recede and daylight starts to gain ascendancy, nature created by God is revealing to us in its own peculiar way that the true light of this world is coming. The power which the evil one gained over this world in the fall of our first parents is promised its ultimate defeat on this day. The cracks in sin's ugly edifice begin to appear, cracks which will one day turn into huge fissures, which will bring it crumbling down into oblivion. Satan on that day will fall down to the depths of a prison from which he will never rise again. And our Lord will pronounce judgment on this world and destroy it, finally bringing his loved ones home to him forever. Again, this word, Christmas, in a world grown as cold, as dark, as inhuman as ours, this word almost seems out of place. But as the light shone in the darkness in Bethlehem of Judea more than 2,000 years ago, when the sins of men were running rampant, this word reminds us that Christ is still with us. And that he is coming back one day. We need this word. We need this mystery. Our Savior, God made man, was born to us this day. So in the midst of whatever darkness might be permeating your life at the moment, keep your eyes on the light, the true light. It is increasing. And the day is coming when that darkness will finally fade entirely.